Welcome back to another episode of the Jay Bahari Podcast, where we embark on a journey of self-discovery, inspiration, and finding joy in the present moment. Today, I want to dive deep into a simple yet profound truth: life is too short to dwell on the past. Focus on the present and create a future filled with joy. Close your eyes for a moment and take a deep breath. Feel the air filling your lungs, bringing in new energy, new possibilities. Now exhale slowly, releasing any tension, any worries from the past. Let them go. Life is like a river, ever flowing, never stopping. We cannot hold onto the water that has passed, we can only embrace the current moment and navigate towards the future. Dwelling on the past only weighs us down, preventing us from fully experiencing the beauty of the present. But focusing on the present doesn't mean ignoring the lessons of the past. It means acknowledging them, learning from them, and then letting them guide us forward. Every experience, every setback, every triumph has shaped us into who we are today. And in this moment, we have the power to decide how we want to move forward. So let go of the regrets, what is, the could have been. Embrace the now with open arms and an open heart. Find joy in the simple pleasures, a warm cup of tea, a heartfelt conversation, a stroll in nature. These moments, no matter how small, are where true happiness resides. And as we focus on the present, we also plant the seeds for a future filled with even more joy. By setting intentions, taking action, and staying true to ourselves, we create a path that leads towards fulfillment and abundance. Remember, my listeners, you have the power to shape your own destiny. Each day is a blank canvas waiting to be painted with love, laughter, and endless possibilities. So, seize the moment, embrace the journey, and let your light shine bright. Thank you for joining me today on this journey of self-discovery and inspiration. Until next time, may your hearts be full, and may your days be filled with joy. Follow me, along with your loved ones and like-minded individuals, on a mission to disseminate love globally. By adopting the Touch One, Teach One approach, we can create a ripple effect of kindness. If you have any questions or concerns, submit them to the Q&A segment, and I'll address them on my weekly Friday podcast.